Greetings and welcome to Flanagan's EcoLogic. I'm your host, Ted Flanagan. Happy to be here. Happy to have Andrew McAllister on the show today. Commissioner Andrew McAllister, third term Commissioner Andrew McAllister of the California Energy Commission. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the podcast. Great to see you.
Well, great to see you, Ted. Long time and looking forward to catching up.
Yeah, how have you been?
Doing well. As you know, there's a lot going on in the energy space and the clean energy transition, and lots of very smart people focused on forging solutions and getting California kind of to help chart that path. You know, I think we're in a leadership position, and as it should be, and we're doing a lot of innovative things, and they're going to be relevant, not just across the nation, but across the globe. So.
Now, you look like you're sitting in your office. I see some framed photos or plaques, it looks like, in the background. Is that right?
That is right. I've got them fuzzed out, but those are, I'm actually in a dentist's office. No, I'm kidding. A lot of degrees back there, a lot of plaques, whatever, but yeah.
You're in Sacramento as we speak.
No, I'm actually in my home office. I'm in my home office. You know, as most of us working from home quite often, we're now doing our business meetings mostly in the office once a month.
Yeah,
but I'm at home, and maybe it's a point of interest. A few years ago, I did actually build an all electric passive house, and have been living in it for a few years, and it's fantastic. It's just a better product.
Yeah, I was gonna get to that, because I remember when you were when you were building it. But before we back up and get into your youth and kind of where you grew up and all that, what are you working on? What's hot right now? What's on the docket? I guess that's a loaded word in your world.
Several different things. I'm excited about a few different things. You know, I'm the lead commissioner on energy efficiency buildings. I've been doing a lot on data and utilizing kind of big data for good in the policy realm, which I think is unique for a state energy office, really, or any regulator for that matter. And also load flexibility is something we're working on a number of fronts to kind of harness as a resource to do that tripartite of things, right? To underpin reliability, to decarbonize,